Welcome back, everyone, to the Risk Intel Podcast, powered by SRA Watchtower, where we share risk intelligence with experts from across the banking industry. I'm your host, Ed Vinson, CEO at SRA Watchtower.
Hello, welcome to the Risk Intel Podcast. I'm Ed Vincent. With me today is Beth Nellis. Beth is the Director of Implementations at SRA Watchtower. Beth, thanks for being with us again today.
Nice to be here, Ed.
Beth, as we've talked about in the past, right, you've got a wide range of experiences, having worked at Genovo banks all the way up to, you know, top 10 financial institutions. And we've been talking to folks over the last few episodes about their experiences with hidden factories. So I imagine along you know, the various stops along the way you've had, you've experienced the hidden factory or two yourself. So I'd love to, you know, I'd love for you to share an anecdote or two as to what was that experience like when you saw or participated in a hidden factory yourself.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And you know, I was thinking about this before you when you asked me about this, and I was like, yeah, probably didn't happen as much when we were in the larger institutions, but it did.
Interesting.
Surprisingly enough, but not as often. When I was in a small bank, this came to mind. I worked very closely with my chief credit officer, and we were always analyzing credit risk and, you know, just all sorts of things in the portfolio. And he said to me one day, and he was so right on the money, it would be really nice if we could spend more time analyzing this and less time preparing this and reconciling this. And it was true. We were a growing institution, and we did everything on a spreadsheet, and we spent hours every quarter pulling the information, reconciling the information across everybody else's spreadsheet, instead of having one central repository of information that everybody could work off of and use to analyze where we were as a bank.
So you hit on a couple of different things there, Beth, right? One was the use of a spreadsheet, which inherently carries some risk, right? The fact that you and the chief credit officer spend a ton of time reconciling all that, right? So kind of maybe that's point number one, right? There were hours and hours that you spent reconciling, you know, that information. Let's go to the, you know, earlier stage though of that life cycle. You had to go and collect it, right? And so instead of someone, you know, feeding stuff into an online tool, for example, how did you go about collecting that data?
Well, it was actually twofold. One, we would pull reports out of our core system, but we also had spreadsheets that people were manually entering information into to collect various things like exceptions, collateral exceptions, and policy exceptions, and then, oops, somebody deleted one, and how did that get deleted, and who deleted it, and where did that go? I've been tracking that, and it was always that kind of way. And the other thing is, you have this like spreadsheet that had formulas in it, and you'd feed report data into it, and then you'd get all these NAs at the bottom, and you're like, what happened? And somebody had gone in and taken out part of the formula, or the format had changed. So it was a big ordeal that didn't need to be. And we often talked about getting some kind of, you know, central repository, a system that would do this for us. And at that particular bank, we were too small to afford it, but not really. Because,
well, when you think about the cost, right, of what you, right.
Yeah, and it wasn't just my time. It was my time and his time and his analyst time and our accounting, because, you know, we had to take our data, we had to compare it to the accounting data, and then we had to make sure that the board was getting all the correct data. So we spent hours. I mean, it was a lot of, it, honestly, I think it was a waste of money. If we had had a central system, yes, the system costs money, but not in the long run.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. 5% of your time, 2% of your time, 10% of your time?
At quarter end, it could be several days. So like in a week, I'd spend 3 days working on quarter end reports. I had other things to do.
Right. And I think, right, your comment there was very telling when you said, well, we were a small bank, right? We couldn't afford a system. The reality is, right, when you actually add up the cost of what you were doing, right, it kind of smacks you in the face. But I think that your inherent reaction or your comment there that, well, we're small, we can't afford that, doesn't do justice to the actual cost of what you were doing at the time.
Yeah.
That's really that is hidden factory, right? It, you know, hitting you right in the face.
Well, and top it off, we did that, right? And we lamented about getting a new system, et cetera. And as we continued to grow, it became very evident we had to go back and file call reports again. So it's not just the time of preparing. It's not, you have mistakes that can get made, and they can get made very easily and unintended. So it is, the cost is more than monetary, I think, going forward. But yeah, I was thinking about that. It was making me laugh. I'm like, whew, I don't have to do that anymore.
You can laugh once you've got a little bit of distance
exactly.
From that situation. Well, thank you for sharing that perspective. I think that hopefully, you know, the chief credit officer is out there, perhaps in a small financial institution, or the risk colleague that is working with that credit officer. That message will resonate with them around spending more time analyzing, less time right reconciling and recording information, and will really cause people to think about those periods, those pinch points, end of quarter period, or right, you know, call report filing deadlines, right? Is that time that you're spending, are you really accounting for that when you think about the cost of your current behaviors?
And it does make a big difference. You know, and it wasn't just quarter end, but you know, month end, we had to reconcile the system reports to the stuff that it was just, yeah. And my belief is that all banks do this, and all banks should avoid it when possible.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But we'll spend a bit more time, I think, in a future conversation about right a solution to that problem. But for now, thank you for sharing that experience, and hopefully that gets other people thinking about their month end, their quarter end, their reconciliation versus analysis, and the time which they're spending there, and whether they're truly accounting for that, or whether it is in fact a hidden factory. Thanks, Beth.
Absolutely. It was nice talking to you, Ed.
You too.
For more information on SRA, please visit srarisk.com. Watch or listen to our weekly Risk Intel podcast series, or follow us on LinkedIn to learn more.